Hominus nocturna. Or, what is late night programming anyhow? It is a thing of legends, a break from the mundane. The crisis nights are some of the most interesting nights you'll have at work. Nobody admits to it, of course, but everybody loves those nights to bits. I only had a few, as I am a learner. Fixing my SQL that crashed for no reason. Sometimes companies kill processes that eat too much CPU on a shared host. And I remember staying up to write PHP for some report that one of the world's biggest companies would end up charging millions for. But it was a night or two of coding for me, because I could do whatever the heck I wanted to make things go forward. And I do remember sitting on cold tiles at a colo facility, examining some pile of garbage, probably due to Unicode path exploit in the Internet Information Server. And yeah, it was really nice. I was out of bounds in the fancy liminal space. But I was just installing hotfixes, not really examining any code. I was told stories of cold nights and sysops warming up by the AOL servers, as their overpriced crap routers were choking on bad config files written so sideways that the routers were running out of RAM. A lot of people at the tiny ISPs have little training, but they make things work with what they got. I remember some property flipping shysters putting a period in their email and printing out the business cards before talking to the administrator, and thus forcing the shallow administrator into a night of frantic RTFMing to make it work for the next day. And one time, a system administrator who stayed up late had to stay the night because of some kid with a slingshot a building or two over. They never found him. He ended up destroying the front window, and if the administrator wasn't there, anybody could just walk in and grab a computer. He ended up spending the night poking at his colorful iMac. All these stories would echo for days and really were a highlight of the otherwise boring and monotone days. Personally, I was always extremely careful not to get stuck working my life away, even though I still overworked almost all the time and like crazy. I would shy away from giving up years of my life. My late nights of programming were done for me, and for me only, for my ideas, and for my skills and mastery of programming magic across multiple computer languages. And that is how it should be. You have to be rewarded in lessons and experiences, not just over time. When you build your own companies, you can take defensive moves from the get-go. Programmers in large companies merely practice due diligence, or "everyone else is doing it, so we can do it too" methodology. But when you work for yourself, you get a hefty chance to do things wisely from scratch. For example, there is nothing much you can hack on a static host that just serves web pages without executing code on the server. It actually doesn't have the ability to do so. Or if you use a password somewhere, use a GUID number. They are 32 characters long and pretty much occur only once. If you are processing credit cards, let the users sign up on a secure server and then refer to that account by account number, never transferring that credit card number from the server, simply never programming the function to do so.
This way, you can be certain that the card never leaves the server, and it is an easy system to secure, as it does one thing pretty well. Same for user accounts. Keep them on a distant server as a service, so that many of your applications can use it. And then you can be very precise in what functions are allowed and for whom, so that there is no room for leaking information or allowing hackers to get at the inner systems. If you allow yourself good programming practices and think ahead in time, you won't have to glue broken server pieces together. But the call to stay up and master something fascinating, like combining signals with objects or trees to make programming more reactive, that call will always be there. And if you are facing a boring afternoon or even a long late night, it will come out and bite you in the best of ways, and you will stay up, and you will program all night long. And you know what? It will be glorious, and it will be legendary, and you will think about it for months and months, if not years.